You're listening to Talk of the Rock. We have a couple of guests here today to talk about an ongoing environmental issue, which is single-use plastic bags. Nick, Zabo, why don't you talk a little bit about why that's been an issue here in town?
Yeah, thanks, Kayla. This is Nick Zabo. I'm chairman of the Kodiak Island Borough's Solid Waste Advisory Board. And, well, there's a lot of problems with the disposable plastic bags, environmental. They're consumed by wildlife and fish and cause digestive problems. They litter the landscape. The borough spends up to $10,000 a year because one of the conditions of the landfill permit is that they keep the surrounding area clean, and they have to hire special people in the summertime, and it's much more labor intensive to clean these bags clinging to the trees and that type of thing. So there's lots of reasons to get rid of them. And so last year, the Solid Waste Advisory Board recommended to the city council that they ban the distribution of plastic bags by the retailers, since probably about 90% of the retailers are within the city limits of Kodiak.
How was the response from business owners? Was it everyone was on board at once, or was it no one was on board, or how did that look for you guys?
Well, we never took a real comprehensive poll of the retailers, but we did get some feedback, and some were in support. Some were felt that it might interfere with the efficiency of getting people through the checkout lines and that type of thing, because right now they're set up with their own bags and their own holders for the bags, and it's much faster to use those. And every reusable bag is a different size and a different material and a different shape, and sometimes they have to hold them up and that type of thing. So there was some concern by some of the retailers that it was going to slow down their operation, which would require them to either add more people or, you know, add to the discomfort of the customers and that type of thing. But I think pretty much everybody is on board at this point. We're encouraging people to switch to the reusable bags and not just go to paper or some other disposable type bag.
Well, I imagine that one reason people have for continuing with single-use bags is just convenience.
Yeah. Well. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it takes some conditioning. It took me a while. You know, I carry two or three behind the back seat of my truck, and every time I go to Walmart or Safeway or Sutliff's or someplace, I just grab a couple bags. But it takes a while to change habits, and people aren't, if they haven't been doing that, then it takes a while for people to get accustomed to grabbing the bag and taking it with them in the store, because it is much more convenient just to walk in the store and have the bags already there.
Right, and if you have a car, you just carry the bags from the store to your car. But for me, when I started biking around, I started putting a backpack on just because there's no other way to carry anything on a bike. So I just kind of went to that multiple-use bag method just by necessity. But I have seen a lot of people in town. They have totes or they have bags they've made themselves. I've seen that. And there had been an idea floating around that there could be some kind of donation or some kind of box full of take a bag and leave a bag, that kind of thing. Are you guys pursuing that at all?
Oh, yeah. We are encouraging people that have reusable bags already and that have extra ones. I think I've donated about a dozen myself, because it seems like they're fairly easy to get at Comfish and a lot of the trade shows. You always seem to come up with several bags. So we have arranged for both KMXT and KVOK to have drop-off boxes in their lobbies, and so people can drop off their extra bags if they have any, and then people can pick up bags there. In addition to that, we want to get 6,000 new bags into the community, and so we've gotten several grants. We got a $1,000 grant from Walmart, which was, we can buy 2,000 bags with that. The Lions Club is buying 500 bags. The The Kodiak Brown Bear Trust is buying 1,000 bags, and Kodiak Furniture is buying 500 bags. I'll let Kelly maybe talk about the National Geographic
Kelly
Trust.
Kelly Kruger. Yeah. I haven't introduced you yet. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. This is Kelly Kruger. I work for Shunack Tribe, and I'm also just helping out with the bag ban in my personal time. Shunack Tribe applied for a grant through the National Geographic. They had an RFP, a request funding for proposals out for reducing marine plastic pollution. And so I worked with Kanna, Mary Reskovich, a local artist, Island Trails, and a couple other people to put a proposal together to get 2,000 reusable bags into the community. And the idea behind that was that we would put out a coloring contest to the kids in the schools in Kodiak and in the outlying villages for them to come up with a logo for the bag ban in town. And the winning logo would be put onto these bags along with some other logos, maybe from other businesses who wanted to contribute. And then we would pass these bags out in town and in the villages. And so it was a smaller grant that also had some outreach components in it to go into some of the schools and talk about why plastic pollution is bad and why reusable bags are better than the single-use plastic bags. So the grant was about $33,000. We applied for it in January, and we're waiting to hear back. Hopefully sometime this month we'll hear if we got funded or not. And the project would start in July, and we'd start the coloring contest submission open period, and we'd also start doing some beach cleanups with International Coast Cleanup Day, which is in September, and then some other cleanups in association with Island Trails along the road system to clean up some more of the plastic pollution.
And from what I remember is you also talked a little bit about spreading awareness about this happening and kind of getting the word out there so people aren't shocked.
Yeah. Well, the city council passed the ordinance on January 25th, but it's not effective until April 22nd, which is Earth Day. So they wanted to give people time to prepare for it, for the merchants to prepare for it, and everybody else to get accustomed to hopefully using the reusable bags. So we have PSAs out on all the radio stations, both in English and Tagalog and Spanish. We've printed up at least 3,000 flyers that are gone into the schools, both the public schools and the private schools in town. So every boy and girl is going to have at least one flyer talking about it to take home. We're speaking at the service clubs. And we've been on the KVOK hotline, if that's okay to mention another station in town. And now we're on Talk of the Rock. And maybe Kelly might talk about the films that might be,
sure.
be shown here.
Sure. So along with the outreach materials, the flyers were designed by Mary Reskovich. You might see her very unique and familiar drawings on there. So we'd like to really thank her for making those flyers and the drawings. It's really wonderful. It also doubles as a coloring page for students that want to color it. Another part of the outreach is getting some films about plastic bags and environmental stewardship into the community before the bag ban goes into effect. So we've been working with the Yukon Watershed Council up in the YK Delta to get a film called We Live by the River showed. So we're working with the refuge, our refuge, the National Wildlife Refuge, to get this film filmed as a public viewing sometime later this month or next month, so people are aware and just stay tuned for when the date's actually going to be. We're also working on getting a film called Bag It as a public viewing also at the refuge, again, sometime later this month or in April, just to kind of get people thinking about why we're doing this, why it's important for the environment, and how to make it an easy transition into a plastic bag-free Kodiak.
And so does this only apply to the city? within city limits?
Yeah, it's just inside the city limits, and it only applies to the retailers. The ban just prohibits the retailers from distributing plastic bags. So it doesn't prevent someone, if they have a whole hoard of used plastic bags at home, of reusing them as long as they'll last. So it doesn't completely ban the existence of the plastic bags. It just eliminates the introduction of any new plastic bags.
Okay, and so if the stores already have purchased like a certain number of bags, can they use that until a certain point?
Yes, the city council added a provision that if a retailer has purchased bags prior to the enactment of the ordinance, which was January 25th, and they still have inventory after April 22nd, then they can use up that inventory, but no later than December 31st can they continue to distribute the bags.
And are all the stores on board? Because I understand that when you are under corporate control, it's harder to do certain local things. So how have you guys managed to work with some of the larger stores in town?
Well, we haven't. I mean, this isn't anything new. I mean, Wasilla's passed a ban. Dutch Harbor's passed a ban.
Cordova.
So, I mean, there's cities all over Alaska, and then, of course, all over the U.S. I think California has passed a ban. Hawaii's passed a ban. I think in the Seattle area there's a ban. So this is nothing new for the retailers. I mean, for whether it's Safeway or Albertsons or Walmart, they're all accustomed to dealing with this. So as far as I understand, if the local government passes an ordinance that bans the use of the bags, then the retailers have to comply with it. So.
Right. And I understand that some other communities, it looks sort of different, depends. So some will charge extra for the use of single-use bags or for paper bags. How did you guys decide? This is just an outright ban, right?
This is just an outright ban. The Solid Waste Advisory Board discussed what's called the plastic tax or the plast tax, and that is used in other areas. But basically, there were still the plastic bags around, but you had to pay a dime or a quarter or something for the bags. But that still doesn't get rid of the bags. We're trying to get rid of the bags. And also, it's just another burden on the retailer to have to collect the tax and then remit it to the city or that type of thing. So we thought the cleanest way to go about it was just an outright ban on the distribution of the bags.
And why not paper bags?
Well, there are environmental problems with paper bags, too. So that's what I was saying before. We're not encouraging people to switch to paper or some other disposable medium. We want people to go to the reusable bags.
Is there any detail related to the boxes that people get?
The boxes?
Yeah. If you're going out to a village or you just want to be more environmentally friendly, sometimes you'll ask for a box for groceries instead of a bag.
Oh yeah. Well, the boxes are okay. They weren't addressed as part of this ordinance. And yeah, quite commonly the boat orders and the lodge orders and the village orders, they're all done in boxes because it's much better to ship those out, you know, in a box than in a bag. So.
What else is, did you say that you were, investigating any more grants for moving forward?
I think it depends on if we get this grant or not. If we don't and we still need to get to the 6,000 bags, then maybe we'll look into some other options in order to get us to that point where we can give every person in the community a bag that needs one.
Have you touched base at all with other communities who have tried this? I know that some had done a bag ban, and then they reversed it soon mm-hmm. after.
No, I haven't had any direct contact with them. You know, when we were researching the issue, we got the copies of the ordinances that had been passed by Cordova and other communities, and we used those as the model for the ones that we recommended to the city. And then, of course, they got amended somewhat after the city and their attorney got a hold of it and so forth. But no, we have no. I think Fairbanks and Homer, I think they both initially passed a ban, but then it got reversed. It was either repealed by their government entity or by voter referendum or whatever. So, I mean, it's worked in some areas and some it hasn't. You know, so but we are just gonna see how it works out here.
What do you think will make or break the movement?
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to work. I've heard very little opposition. I mean, I've heard a lot of people have stopped me on the street saying that they really support it, you know, and I've heard very few people, you know, that are opposed to it. I know there's been a little bit of grumbling on Facebook from time to time about it and so forth. And no matter what you do, there's always going to be, you can't get 100% agreement on anything that you do because people just think differently, you know, so...
I think there's always that initial transition period, too, where, you know, when I first moved here, I forgot my bags in the car a lot. You know, I'd have to walk back to the car and go grab them. But I think after that initial transition period, when people start remembering to bring them into the store, things will get a lot easier, and hopefully eventually it'll just become a habit that everyone has.
Right. Are there any more environmental movements that you have planned, or is this one you're dedicating yourself to at this time?
Oh no, we're always trying to move ahead, you know, with speaking for the Solid Waste Advisory Board. I mean, we're trying to clean up the dumpster sites. You know, the dumpster sites have had a lot of abuse, and so we're recommending to the Borough Assembly that they fence those off and start enforcing this littering, you know, which is people leaving things, you know, whether it's appliances or mattresses or, you know, automobile parts alongside the dumpster sites and that type of thing. So anyway, so we're all the time looking for things to help to improve the environmental aspects of the community here. Yeah.
Do you think that just comes from a place of ignorance? People aren't aware where to put their engines?
No, I think it's more laziness. Because you know? We have signs at the dumpsters there saying, you know, don't leave anything on the ground or, you know, it all has to go in the dumpster. So it's just people too lazy to take it to the landfill or some other appropriate spot. So.
Right. And so this goes into effect when again?
Okay, it goes into effect on April 22nd, which is Earth Day. But there's this sort of phase-out period that if the retailers have purchased bags prior to January 25th, then they can continue to use up their existing inventory until December 31st.
When did you decide that? When did they decide that?
When does what?
When was that decided?
Oh, by the City Council.
When?
On January 25th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So some of the retailers buy bags on 2-week periods and some of them buy for the whole year, like smaller retailers. That's why there's the transition period.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We've been talking about the single use bag ban that's coming up in April. So thank you.